Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Our Hollywood. I'm Daniel.
I'm Kim.
We're having some technical difficulties today.
Always something, huh?
It is always something.
Period. Oh my God. Also, this is a random side note, but your fucking, okay. One of your gifts got lost. Don't know where it went. It said it was delivered in my mailbox. I keep checking my mailbox. It's not fucking there. Someone and I'm literally about, after we record this, I'm about to leave a note in the my mailbox and be like, hey, bestie.
For the mailman?
Yeah, because there's a lot of lot of people that live here.
Oh.
But so maybe they just put it in the wrong spot. But
maybe.
I mean, I have time because I'm not going to see you till the Dua Lipa concert. But
yeah.
I'm just annoyed because I keep on getting things lost.
In the mail? This is a recurring thing?
Well, I don't know. I got a lot of packages today. So it's been working itself out. But I don't know. I was really excited about this gift. So I was really irritated about it. I have one gift. So that's
if it gets lost, can I know what it is or no?
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably just buy it again.
Oh, okay. So then never mind. Don't tell me. Anyways. So that was a little test run to see if the Wi-Fi is working. I think we're good. I think we're good to go.
Yeah, we're good.
But I don't want to jinx it.
So today we're talking about the evolution of Batman. Or not evolution Period. Of. We're just talking about Batman.
Just Batman. But also the evolution of a little bit.
What's your connection to Batman? How versed are you?
Oh. Well, okay. So I have a picture. I thought I had a physical one near me, but I don't. I have a picture of me and my brother when we were 6 and 8, I think. I don't know. We were super, no, younger than that. Maybe 4 and 6. Where my brother is dressed up as Superman and I'm dressed up as Batman, but in these knockoff superhero costumes from Columbia or something. I don't even know where we got them, but they're someone made them. They're DIY costumes and they're super they're thin quality, but it's one of my favorite pictures. Oh my God, I wish I had it. I'll put it on my Instagram. To go along with this episode, but I've always loved Batman. I don't know why. I have no idea. And it's even because
I feel a lot of young boys feel that way though. They don't really know why. They can't pin why.
No, but you know
what? He's just been there.
You know what I think it was? I think I thought I liked Batman, but I think I really liked the villains, not Batman. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm wearing the shirt that you found. I don't even know where you found me this, but it's the 2014 Comic-Con DC superheroes.
Oh yeah.
Is
I got it the swap meet. Oh, no. The one that we don't name anymore.
Oh no. We don't talk about that one. We don't talk about Bruno. But Gotham is on here, which was one version of Batman, but we'll get to that later. But yeah, so I've just always been a Batman stan, even though now I'm not that huge on actual Bruce Wayne himself, but I still love the villains. And watching the new one, I was period. I felt I was 12 years old.
That's funny. For me, thanks for asking.
You're gonna say it anyway, so I was let's go. I'm
good. So for me, my only connection to Batman really is that my uncle growing up, and he was I don't know, was he the youngest? He was one of the youngest of my uncles, and so he was living there when I lived with my grandparents, and he was obsessed with Batman. That's his That's whole period. Shtick. He loves fucking Batman. And that's kind of I definitely watched them because of him. But that's just my first thought when I think of Batman is my uncle. So
that's cute.
Yeah. So fun. He's the one, I remember I used to always bother him, because I was a toddler. And so I would just wander into his room and he told me, he wrote this in my graduation card, which is really sweet because I don't remember. And he was I remember, he gave me Tarzan, the movie Tarzan, and then popcorn. And he was you would always come into my room and grab popcorn and Tarzan and then make me play it. And I was
that's so cute.
That's really sweet. Oh my God, she was so cute back then.
Also, she still loves popcorn. The other day you went to the movies just for popcorn.
I love popcorn.
I love popcorn.
I love popcorn, and I also still love rewatching the same movies over and over and over again.
Period. So she hasn't changed.
Haven't changed much.
Period.
A creature of habit, if you will.
Okay, well, we have a BuzzFeed quiz, which I love a good BuzzFeed quiz, you guys know.
Guys, I'm really mad because I was making really good jokes in our technical difficulties one, but they're just lost now. It's not going to have the same charm.
It's okay, because you know the thing is that when you're as, when you have such good comedic timing as we do, they're just going to come in the moment. So we'll have more.
I was so proud of it, though. I was like, oh, this is going to be the clips. You know, like when you're about to say something, you're like, oh, this is going to be clipped. Actually, yeah. Daniel never clips what should be clipped.
But you know what I'm thinking? I think I'm just going to like put it out, and then the ones that, because you watch them all every week, don't you?
Yeah, I watch them the day of. That's what I was about to suggest. I was going to suggest to you, like, maybe just like wait, because I listen to it as soon as it comes out.
Because then also, like, sometimes I would clip them and you wouldn't even use some of them. So I was like, okay, but she didn't like that moment. She didn't like that precious moment. So I was like, let's just, we'll just wait till she picks the ones she wants. Also, us having a business meeting live on air again for like the 12th time.
It's anyways, like on brand for us.
Yeah, we're transparent. Okay, so the best because we have is everyone has a Batman character that matches their personality, which is yours. Oh, I thought this was just villains, but just kidding. It's everyone. If I get Batman, I'm going to be so mad. That's so boring. I don't want him.
No, it's not. He has layers.
Wait, also in this new one, we'll get to that later. Never mind. Okay, so the first one we have is, which of these things are you most likely to do? Obsess on past failures. Oh my God. Fantasize about having revenge on the people who hurt the world. Do crazy self-destructive stuff when you're feeling sad and wait. Oh my God, this is a lot. Believe that the rules apply to everyone but you. Blame yourself for everything. Get crushes on incredibly inappropriate people who you know will hurt you. Throw yourself into your work to the point it damages your personal life. Feel like you're not good enough to do the things you want to do. Obsess over someone who has everything you think you should have.
Well, I know which one I'm doing.
Okay, let us know.
Which one are you? Throw yourself into your work to the point where it damages your personal life. Because I've done that. I've done that before.
I'm going to do get crushes on incredibly inappropriate people who you know will hurt you.
Okay. Hey, Harley Quinn.
Oh, period. Oh, my God. Not you knowing who these answers are each about. Okay, the next one is please choose a bat. So we have two, an actual image of a bat, a little diagram, a bunch of cartoon bats, a baseball bat, the bat from The Walking Dead. A girl with a bat. I don't know what that one is. And then a cute little bat hanging. Also, do you like bats? I love bats.
They scare the fuck out of me. Like in the new Batman, when they had that scene, I was like, I'm scared.
Oh, when he sticks his hand in the bat cage?
Yeah.
Period. Just
going crazy in that thing.
I think, oh my God, I love bats. Okay, I'm going to put the top left, the one of him, of the bat flying, because it looks furry and cute. So I'm gonna pick that one.
Yeah, that is the most appealing picture of a bat I've seen. So okay, period. I'm gonna do it when it's hanging upside down.
Oh. Okay. Which of these qualities most closely matches your personality? Oh my God, silly and weird, focused and determined, extreme ride or die loyalty, wild and free spirited, idealistic and uncompromising. Ambitious but insecure, cynical and exasperated by the world, clever and intuitive, friendly and upbeat, overwhelmed by righteous anger. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling idealistic and uncompromising, but I don't know. Okay. Should we answer for each other?
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay. I would agree with that, actually.
Okay.
Idealistic and uncompromising. That's like, it's like girl boss vibes. Girl boss. That's what I'm getting from that one.
I want to say cynical and exasperated by the world.
Period. Honestly?
Would you agree with that?
I would say,
like, to a certain degree.
Yes. I would say more, like, in the past 22 years. But I turned 23 yesterday, so it's new me. But since that's the track record so far, we can go with that one. Because I do agree.
Okay.
This is literally me in high school. Like, to the T.
Yeah. Like, and also season one and, like, season two.
Oh, we don't talk about Bruno. Like, that was embarrassing.
No, because sometimes I would just get, like, really, like sometimes like you'll get really stubborn in like something, or like you'll have a very strong opinion, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, where'd that come from?
Aggressive and strong, like a typical man, for no reason. Anyways, oh my God, which of these iconic musicians do you like the most? Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, Prince, Joni Mitchell, Beyonce, James Hetfield from Metallica, Kendrick Lamar, Miles Davis, Courtney Love from Hole.
I'm going to do Kendrick because I've seen him in concert.
Oh, period.
And I really do love him.
I love Kendrick Lamar. Okay. I'm going to do Prince. Did you know he was on New Girl?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I saw the clip on Twitter and I was like, what the? Anyways.
it's so random too.
But like, also I saw that he requested it. He was like, I want to come on the show. Period.
Yeah, which is even more interesting. We should do an episode about celebrity cameos on TV shows why.
And why? Just why?
And why?
Okay, honestly, that sounds like a great episode. What do you fear the most?
Fear.
Wait, what did you say?
Did you say feel or fear?
I said
fear. On my end, it sounded like you said feel.
Okay, what do you fear the most? Also, fear was like a big theme in this new Batman, so maybe that's why. Failure, being alone and unloved, being poor, not living up to my full potential, ecological disaster, the collapse of society, clowns, being normal and boring, people laughing at me, losing control of my emotions. Ooh, this is a good one.
Literally almost all of these.
Okay, well,
like literally almost all of these.
What's like the top?
Okay, not living up to my full potential, ecological disaster, the collapsed society, being normal and boring.
Oh, all of the above?
Like all of them.
Okay.
People laughing at me too. I don't like being laughed at. It makes me very insecure. Well, in certain situations, being laughed at seems like demeaning. Being It's nice. I'm going to say not living up to my full potential because that's following the girl boss mentality, I guess.
Okay. I'm going to go, honestly, I agree. A lot of these are scary. They picked very specific fears. And I know I'm not normal and boring, so I don't need to worry about that one.
So yeah, I know I'm not, but I'm afraid, like, I don't know, like, if this might be fucking niche as fuck, but, like, if you ever meet a person and you're like, oh, they probably think I'm the worst, like, for the first time, like, I'm always, like, worried that they're going to think I'm weird or, like, not cool.
Okay.
I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. Not so much anymore. I'm thinking about, like, a couple years ago. Because I haven't really socialized very much recently.
Yeah, no. Period. Well, I'm going to pick ecological disaster. I'm so scared of that. I was watching videos about nukes the other day. Bad idea. I could not sleep. Anyways.
Are you serious? Why would you? I'm like, ignorance is fucking bliss on that stuff. Like,
no, it is.
Because I took like an environmental science class in college and like, girl, the trauma from that lasted for over a year after.
It's so scary. It's so scary.
It's really scary. Anyways. Right.
Which meal is the most appealing to you? And I'm starving, so this is, okay. Apple, walnut, and spinach salad, steak, fries, I'm assuming is what that means, arepas, banh mi, I don't know if I pronounced that wrong, chana masala, I ate that yesterday, they couldn't just say pasta, chips and queso, sushi, cucumber sandwiches, crust removed. What the? Honestly, a lot of these look really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick arepas for my cultural attachment to it.
I'm going to go chips and queso because I'm always down for chip and dip.
You're right.
Always down for nachos.
What are you proud of? I'm very intelligent. I'm not afraid to stand up for my political beliefs. I'm very mature for my age. I am very good at making other people laugh and smile. I'm a very good cook. I'm extremely sexy, if I do say so myself. I've been hitting the gym and I'm pretty swole now. It's kind of cool. It's hard to say. I'm pretty good at pretty much everything. I know how to party. My family. This is not good for us because we are very self-absorbed. So also all of the above for this one.
Yeah. Should we answer for each other then?
No, because I feel like this is how you feel internally. I feel like only you can know. Only you can truly know how you feel.
I feel a lot of these things. oh, fuck. I accidentally pushed one.
Which one did you press?
I accidentally pushed the I'm extremely sexy one, which is something I would not do. So I'm going to... Hold on.
Okay, well, Kim puts her questions. I mean, her answers. I'm going to do... Well, I hope this is true. I don't know. But I'm going to put, I'm very good at making other people laugh and smile. Hopefully. I mean, people seem to like my jokes. So I would like for that to be. Oh, that was the last one.
Yeah, that's why I was like, ugh.
Okay, I just got my answer. I have to redo it now. I don't know how I feel about this.
Tips and queso. Okay, what am I proud of?
The extreme thought going into this.
I don't know. Should I just say it's hard to say I'm good at everything?
Yeah. That's kind of like all of the above.
Okay. I got the same person. That one did not matter.
All right. I'll go first. I got the Joker.
Honestly, though.
Which, like,
honestly, fair. Though.
At least it wasn't Batman.
Yeah.
You're a total troll and you love to create chaotic situations just to see what happens. You're extremely likely to play devil's advocate in conversations and have a wicked sense of humor. Honestly, fair.
Daniel's a Pisces, by the way.
Okay. Airing out my dirty laundry sense. Live on the pod.
It was your birthday yesterday.
Yeah. I agree. Pisces are evil and I am one.
They're so Chucky dolls. That's what we like to say.
We? Who's we? You on the
we as in chat? We as in me and one person.
Okay, fair. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say more of an Annabelle. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. I got Robin.
Okay.
You're very intelligent and precocious and prefer the company of older people. You're motivated by a desire to do good things, but also to gain the approval of your heroes. Okay. Honestly, okay. What off?
Because when you said Robin,
I'm a Libra, guys.
It's like Batman astrology. I would agree with ours.
I would agree. Go off, I do think a lot of people are our age are very fucking annoying. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Honestly, once again, BuzzFeed knows everything about us. And those are deepest thoughts.
Honestly, they prove themselves time and time again.
They really
and
do. I think there's been
surprised.
I think there's only been one time that I'm like, I don't agree. Every other time I'm like, that was shockingly accurate. But also, we put in the answer, so I don't know what I was expecting.
I really like Robin too. Like, I also, okay, we'll get there, but
yeah.
I don't feel like Robin has been treated right in any sense besides
I don't
Teen
think
Titans.
So either. Also, I saw
also
this.
Also, barely Teen Titans, but whatever.
Yeah, barely Teen Titans, but I saw this fan cast of the actor who played Ashtray to play Robin with Robert Pattinson. A little fan cast.
Wait, I'm kind of down for that.
Right? I feel like that's perfect.
He's a
perfect.
Good actor for being 15 years old.
He is. And I like the little young version of Robin. I don't like Teen Robin. Because the whole point is that he's stupid and he's not supposed to be involved.
Yeah.
Anyways. So we're going to go to our ad break real quick and then we'll be back with Batman. I was going to do the little... Did you ever watch the original cartoon one?
I don't think so.
Like with the color, super colorful one? Okay, when they would cut from scene to scene, they would go, and there would be like a little Batman symbol that like cuts. It's like the Hannah Montana goes, whoa, it's not something. Same concept. Hi, guys, we're back. Okay, so we should just get right into it. Because there's kind of a lot of ground to cover, but also not. But also, yes, because I just don't want the Batman fans to come for me. I really don't. Because Batman fans are like, they know every little detail. They know where the parents were shot. They know what the mom was wearing. They know, like, every little detail. They know they have a mental map of Gotham. And I'm not that, I don't know that much about Batman. But just, like, I would say, like, a slightly above average fan of Batman. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay,
I would say that's fair.
I did read the Death of, what is it called? I don't know if it's Death of a Family or Death in the Family series of Batman comics, where it was the one where the Joker murders Robin. Because I was just like, I was like so shocked by that storyline when someone told me about it that I was like, I need to read this. It's only like six comics, I think. I don't know. But it was good. Comics are fun, but it's just, they're like this big. And I read it in like 5 minutes and I'm like, well, what now? That was $20.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we love comics. They look what they've given us so much. So to start off where Batman came from. First of all, Batman has existed for 75 years. That is,
oh my god,
kind of crazy.
That makes sense though.
Oh wait, maybe more, because this article is written. No, yeah, I think it's more. But we're gonna strictly stick to the film and TV Batmans, because that's our area of expertise.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Period.
Yeah. What other renditions are there? Like video games or what?
I was like comics and stuff. Like I just want to stay out of the comics.
Oh. But, like,
we're talking, yeah. Screen portrayals. But yeah, I guess video games would count too. So the first one I wanted to talk about. He's not actually the first one. The first one was Lewis Wilson and Robert Lowry, according to this article. But I thought was not the first Batman I was familiar with. The first Batman I saw was Adam West. This is the original black and white, or I thought it was in color, but I guess not. Or I don't know. Maybe it was like half and half. Adam West, who was like, this was like Halloween costume Batman, like tights, super colorful. The eyebrows are like painted white onto the thing, which, okay, when I was watching the new Batman, when the light hits the suit in a certain way, it looks like the eyebrows are white because they're like slightly sticking out, and it looked exactly like the original Batman design, which had to be intentional.
Yeah,
because like so many like costume designers put like meticulous detail into everything that, like, I thought that was a fun little detail. But yeah, so the original TV show was just called Batman, and it's like, it's camp. Back then it wasn't, but like now it is. Like
how I feel about most older TV shows and movies that I watch. I'm like, oh, this is just camp. But they didn't know. They definitely thought this was 100% serious.
They didn't know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They thought this was a big deal, but it wasn't. But it's just
funny when you watch those things back though, because you're like, were they serious about this? Like, what was their headspace like going into this? Like, no, were they like life or death entertainment, or were they like, this is groundbreaking?
Well, I'm sure like as kids they were like, well, like when like they were watching this as kids, they were like, this is like the biggest drama of all time.
Oh my god, you know what? Wasn't because I was like, Adam West, Fairly Odd Parents.
What?
Do you not remember?
He was
a character on Fairly Odd Parents. Like, Timmy would go visit Adam West. Like, it was like a recode.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. My God.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to send you.
That's such a specific cut, like Easter egg.
A deep cut.
Yeah, that was. Anyways, while Kim looks that up, this is also, I think, the most we've seen all the Batman villains together on the screen. They had the Joker, they had the Riddler, they had the Penguin.
Catwoman. He literally played Catman. That was like his thing on Fairly Odd Parents.
That's so fun.
Didn't he die kind of recently?
I don't know if super recently, but also sometimes I'm like, that was super recent and it was like 2016.
2017.
Oh, okay, period. Oh my god, is that his uniform, the orange thing?
Yeah.
That's so fun. I love that.
That was like my introduction to this. Because he was like, yeah, he was literally like a reoccurring character on Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, period. That's so fun.
My god, yeah, Timmy Turner was a superhero stan. Wow.
Wait, what?
Timmy Turner was a superhero stan. He stanned
that
guy, and he stanned the Crimson Chin. He was a nerdy boy.
Wait, wasn't the Crimson Chin supposed to be like a ripoff of Batman?
I think Crimson Chin was supposed to be a ripoff of Superman.
Oh, with the chin. Oh, period. That makes more sense.
Because I think I have a vague memory of them fighting. So I think Superman and Batman.
Okay, period. But yeah, there's not much to say about this one. I remember watching this when I was little. Like, I remember going downstairs on my little square TV. Also, I don't know why we had a square TV. I'm not old, but it's just we had a little square TV. But when I say that, it makes me sound like I'm 30 or 40.
I had a box TV forever. Like, right, we didn't get a flat screen till I was in, like, late elementary school.
I think I didn't even get one till I was in, like, middle school, maybe high school.
Lower middle class things.
But I loved it. I love my little square TV. But yeah,
I thought it was good. I liked it. We had a huge one. Like, I'm sure there's a picture of it somewhere. But, like, it was gigantic and fucking heavy as shit.
I know exactly the kind you're talking about.
Yeah, it was huge. Like, it was probably, like, 6 feet, honestly. Like, it was big.
That is big.
Maybe not 6 feet, but okay. 5 feet. But it was pretty fucking big. Because I remember when they did get a flat screen to replace it, it was, like, the same height. And I was like, whoa, that's huge. How is that standing? Anyways.
I was being shocked by technology. Anyways, yeah, that was, like, the OG Batman that everyone loves. Everyone's parents love this one. I feel like I was watching some interviews with the cast of the current Batman, and the interviewer was asking them what each of their favorite, like, Batman is. And she was saying how, like, it kind of dates you. Like, whatever your Batman is the one that you grew up with.
Yeah.
And I feel like this was a lot of our parents, like, Batman, their favorite one, because everyone watched this one. They were little. But the next one we have is Michael Keaton, which is coming back, apparently. He's going to be in the new Flash movie as Batman.
Oh, yeah, because they're doing the multiverse as well.
Yeah. We love the face.
I don't love that.
Really? Why not?
No. Like, because I already think it's, like, getting... I don't know. Maybe it's, like, too highbrow for me or something. But, like... I'm just, like, fucking over it to a certain degree. We'll talk about it when we go to Marvel and DC. Okay, like, okay. I do think it's fun for, like, I would be lying if I didn't enjoy the fucking Spider-Man, like, having all of them there. But, like, I'm like, damn, this is getting really fucking confusing really quickly.
It makes a lot of things confusing. It makes a lot of things confusing when you're like, actually, they're all involved. So, I don't know.
But good for Michael Keaton.
Yeah. But he already got that Marvel paycheck. So I guess he's getting
I realized that there's a lot of people crossing over. Like, the guy that plays Alfred in the new one.
Yeah.
He was in Black Panther.
So. Oh, you're right. He was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
there's a couple people where I was like, they're in Marvel already.
You have to, like, pledge alliance to one of them.
Good for both of them pay extremely well, because superhero movies are, like, the biggest thing right now.
Oh, yeah, so absolutely.
Getting their bag, I guess.
For me, I would say whatever. I can't even act. But if they're like, do you want to be in this? I'd be like, absolutely, I'll learn to act.
Harry Styles. Love you, Harry. But Jesus Christ.
Okay, so the Michael Keaton Batman... This was the Tim Burton Batman, which is just crazy that Tim Burton got a Batman. Like, when you think about where Batman is now, and he's, like, emo.
Is it, though?
Honestly, no. Well, it came out right after Beetlejuice. So it was, like, high off the success of that.
Yeah. It was, like, when Tim Burton was, like, on his shit.
Yeah. And Jack Nicholson was the Joker. Also, Danny Elfman did the score. Like, this was an iconic Batman.
This is the first one I remember.
Same. It was kind of scary when I watched it when I was little.
No, I was about to say I was terrified of Jack Nicholson for so long.
It was so scary. And also,
because it was Tim Burton, so it's going to be a little spooky.
I don't remember if it's this one or the Val Kilmer Batman. The scene where, like, Poison Ivy kisses Robin, and then he takes off those fake lips. Which one is that one? Is it this one?
No.
It's the next one is the Val Kilmer one? Batman Forever?
I think so. Let me check.
Oh, I think so too. For some reason that...
No, I think it's the George Clooney one.
Why is there so many Batman?
Because it was Uma
Thurman. Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm looking at the picture right now and you're absolutely right. For some reason that image or that scene is ingrained in my head.
Yeah, same.
Why?
I feel like because it was kind of sexual in a way.
Oh, maybe. Wait, why was that located over a sexual awakening that we didn't know until right now?
You know what my sexual awakening was? Was that scene in Aladdin?
What?
Like, when it was like at the end.
The cartoon and, like, Aladdin?
I started having feelings for Jafar at the end for some reason.
My God.
I was like, what in the world is going on? Like, I was like, this is such a complex emotion for like a 7-year-old to have, or like a child to have.
God.
I'm not alone in that. I know I'm not alone in that.
No, you're not. You're not. At least it wasn't one of the animal Disney characters.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And that's where I'll leave that, because I don't want to. Yeah. But yeah, Jafar, I love
it. Kind of sexy though.
Okay. I love the Tim Burton Batman. Michelle Pfeiffer is Catwoman, period.
Yeah.
Like, period. Danny DeVito as the Penguin. This movie's iconic.
Yeah, the casting is really good for this one. I won't even fucking lie. That's one thing I'll give is, like, despite all the renditions, and, like, even though if they were, like, didn't age well or, like, whatever, people have their qualms with it, the casting is pretty fucking good. I'm like, pretty much all of them, I would say.
I love all the, like, everyone who's ever played these characters, except maybe the Joker. We'll get to that. I love every single version of that character.
Yeah, the Joker's kind of rough. The Joker's also a very hard role to pull off.
I think people make it a hard role.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know why. Maybe because it's men and they like to make things more complicated, but who knows?
But I think it's also the expectation of, like, fans, and how every fan has a specific vision of what they want the Joker to be.
Yeah.
And if that actor doesn't look like the Joker, whatever, we'll get to that. The next one we have is Val Kilmer in Batman Forever. Have you seen this one? Where the Riddler, Jim Carrey is the Riddler.
Yeah. I have all the Batmans on DVD.
What do you mean? Oh, period.
Because you know how, like, they'll at Target, they'll have, like, the sets, and like it's four on a disc. And I remember watching them in high school.
They're fun movies. Also, Jim Carrey's The Riddler, also iconic.
Yeah, they just did him so dirty with that costume. I think it's just like, it's just funny to like see how the Jim Carrey's Riddler versus like Paul Dano's Riddler.
Oh, yeah.
It's day and night.
This is still camp. This is Batman's
campy.
Era.
Yeah,
which is fun.
This is like when they like superhero movies as blockbusters wasn't really a thing yet.
Yeah. Do you like, okay, do you prefer camp Batman or do you prefer emo Batman? Just in general, as a genre, like all the separate movies.
I don't know.
I think I like camp Batman better, because the villains and like the uniforms or the costumes are so colorful that like when you make it dark and gritty, you kind of lose all of that. Even though they're so good movies, but I just prefer camp Batman.
Yeah, I think I like it, especially in contrast, because we have the Marvel movies to be doing all the grittiness and shit. Like, I feel like that's another thing I have with DC. I'm like, okay, so we're just doing everything that Marvel's doing. There's no way you can make it different.
Well, but also, they're like, I don't know what's going on with DC right now, because they're doing like, so they have like the Birds of Prey, Suicide Squad, like those like camp movies, but then they're also doing like Joker, the Batman, like darker movies. So I guess
it makes sense to like have all of them be tonally different, especially if you're going to do a multiverse, because I think that would make it more fun to watch them interact, which is kind of the whole point of a multiverse. Because there are so many different ways you can like embody these characters.
You're right.
So,
and I know. No, period. Anyways, I don't have that much to say about the Val Kilmer one, because like once we get to the newer ones, that's when I have opinions. George Clooney, this is the one with the nipples, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Why did they do that?
What year did that come out?
This was 1997.
I feel like...
No, just kidding. I mean, no, it was. Just kidding. I don't know.
I feel like the early 90s was such an interesting time for movies.
I agree.
Like a lot of these movies were innately sexual.
Yeah.
Feel like it had something to do with that.
Oh my God, the Batwoman one also had nipples. The Batwoman suit?
Equality.
You're right. They said free the nipple. This is everyone.
I'm okay with it. I don't know why it makes people angry. I'm like, oh, it's not that big of a deal.
I think it's just funny. Like, it fits this Batman.
Yeah. But some people are, like, genuinely angry about it, I think.
I think they need to relax. Anyone who ever... Oh, never mind. I almost opened a can of worms. And I'm going to stop right there. that's the character development. Yeah, this is the Batman movie everyone hates. So, sorry to George Clooney.
I don't know. I think it's one of my favorites. It's the one I remember the most.
Period. Really?
Yeah.
I think the Tim Burton one is more, like, forced into my memory, whether okay. I like it or not. It's just there.
I just realized, like, kind of later in life that, like, I watch a lot of Uma Thurman movies and I didn't realize it. So maybe it's just because I have, like, a vague memory of, like, Uma Thurman.
Like a connection.
And maybe that's why I remember it. Like, maybe. My super ex-girlfriend or whatever, my ex-girlfriend is a superhero or something.
I have no idea what that is.
That's a core memory for me. And also such a good movie. Yeah, she's a superhero. Is it kind of misogynistic? A little bit. But I loved it. Like early 2000s, obviously.
There we go.
The most misogynistic time in film.
Yeah. Okay, so the next three Batmans are kind of the ones that I know the most about because they're like the ones that were coming out as I was alive. So these are the ones that I kind of have knowledge on. So Christian Bale. So these are the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises. And this one had Heath Ledger as a Joker. These movies are so long. I just want to start off there. How do you feel about long movies? Because I texted Kim right after I got out of the Batman. And I was like, do not get a drink. Because I got a Diet Coke. And I was suffering through the third act.
I did. And I did get a drink. And I did. And I was fine. No, I was fine. Suffer.
Oh, period. Your bladder's better than mine.
How do I feel about long movies?
Yeah.
I think I've already expressed my opinion about long movies on this podcast. I fucking hate it. I think I've said this before. I have 100% said this before.
Yeah.
Movies don't need to be over 2 hours.
They really don't. They really don't. An
hour 40 is pushing it in my book.
Already. I agree. And it's like, well, you want to tell the story, then get an HBO Max show. I don't know what to tell you. This is too long.
I mean, they are getting a lot of HBO Max shows for this new Batman.
Multiple. That's crazy.
Which I think is fun.
I think it's fun, too. Expand the Batverse. Oh, my God. I almost broke my microphone right now. Okay, so Christian Bale is Batman. How do you feel about this Batman?
I don't know if I want to say my opinion.
No, I'll start off so that we can start because we could get controversial. I feel like this Batman is like, I get that these Batman movies are good. I agree. These are good Batman movies, but I feel like he's a boring Batman. But also Bruce Wayne is boring. Kim is nodding. I don't want the audio listeners to think it's just me.
I just think, like, to some degree, Bruce Wayne, I'm just like, okay, we get it. You're fucking sad. Okay, we get it. You're a fucking orphan. Oh, my God. They kind of addressed it in the new Batman. They're like, okay, yeah, you were a fucking orphan, but you lived in a goddamn mansion, you idiot. Like, I'm glad somebody said it in the new Batman movie is what I'm going to say. Because, like, it's kind of something they never acknowledge. They're like, see, feel bad for this handsome, buff white man who gets to play superhero at nighttime and have his fucking identity, like, mysterious to everybody else. And we're supposed to feel bad for him because he's a fucking orphan. Like, to some degree, you are making your life more miserable than it needs to be.
I mean, if Batman was real, nobody would like him. And we need to be real. And I think everyone needs to accept that. If Batman existed in our universe, everyone would be bullying him on Twitter.
That's what happened on Lego Batman. Isn't that what happened in Lego Batman?
I mean, yeah. Also, Lego Batman. That's another one.
That's literally what Lego Batman happened. Like, he was being an a-hole, and people were like, we don't like you anymore. You're being an a-hole.
Who did the voice for Lego Batman?
Will Arnett.
Period.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Will.
Did you know? Okay, hold on. We'll get there. We'll get there when we get to Lego Batman. Anyways, I feel like we need to spend a little bit more time on The Dark Knight. So,
okay, yeah.
This is a very beloved trilogy.
Yeah.
And I do think it is solely because of Heath Ledger.
I 1,000% agree. And because, like, okay, Anne Hathaway is Catwoman in this one. And, like, I love Anne Hathaway. I just...
Not as Catwoman.
Who says... I love The Dark Knight because Anne Hathaway was Catwoman. Who says I love The Dark Knight because Christian Bale as Batman? You like The Dark Knight because of Heath Ledger. Yeah. Like, you like these movies because of the Joker in these. But also, I forgot what I was going to say. My mind just went complete. Oh, just kidding. Oh, Zoe Kravitz said in an interview recently that she wanted to be Catwoman in these, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't even give her an audition because they said, I think what she said was, that some casting director or something, she doesn't know who it was, she doesn't think it came from Christopher Nolan, but that they said that they didn't want to go quote-unquote urban
with Catwoman. Yeah, I saw that too.
Which is insane.
It's because of Halle Berry, but it's giving racism.
It is giving racism.
Also, that wasn't Halle Berry's fault.
No.
That was not her fault. I don't pin that on Halle Berry. That it flopped.
And she owned it. She went to the Razzies. She got her award. She said, I'm gonna.
What are we gonna say about Green Lantern? Does anybody give Ryan Reynolds that much grief about Green Lantern? Or Seth Rogen about the Green Hornet? Leave Halle alone. Okay.
Leave Halle alone. I absolutely agree. I saw her tweet the other day. Well, by the other day, 2 years ago. But she was like, people were saying how Catwoman was camp. And she was like, I love you all for liking this, but where were you when the movie came out?
She's like, children.
I'm glad you're liking it now. Yeah,
she's children.
Like, Miss Barry, we didn't know. Miss Barry, we didn't know better.
Miss Barry, we didn't have the internet yet.
Yeah, just as for Halle Berry. But yeah, I completely agree. Heath Ledger is what makes these movies so iconic. But also the direction.
Another
like,
qualm I have with, I don't know why I'm using qualm a lot today.
Well,
the issue I have with The Dark Knight also is the disrespect to Joseph Gordon-Levitt. The disrespect. He would have been in a fucking amazing Robin. And this is where I'm getting into the, we have not treated Robin right.
Okay.
Justice for Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I mean, he's too old
to play it now. But
like, that's maybe controversial. Well, I don't know if it's controversial. But I don't think that Robin fits in these movies. In this trilogy.
No, but I think the way that they kind of set it up at the end made a little bit more sense. I don't remember details, but in my head, it made sense.
Also, Robin is such a goofy character. Isn't, like, his parents died in, like, a trapeze accident or something like that? Like, come on, guys.
Stop. I'm Robin.
right. Well, all these that's why when people are like, oh, Batman, but it's gritty. I'm like, this is so goofy. The whole concept of a man who dresses up like an animal and like punches people is so goofy, but like whatever, it works. People like it. Anyways, I don't want to. Guys, please don't fight me. I love Batman.
No. Also, I thought it was interesting that with this new Batman, because obviously it's going to be compared to the Dark Knight the most because that's the most beloved version. And I was kind of surprised to see that most people said that this new Batman is the best one. At least in my corner of the world, that's like the stuff
I
saw.
No, I agree. People are saying that.
And I think that just proves the theory that the only reason The Dark Knight was like so beloved is because of Heath Ledger.
Yeah, you're right. I think.
And I'm not saying Christian Bale is a great actor.
Oh, of course.
But like, we love you, Mr. Bale. Yeah, we love you. Don't get it twisted. But I do think when I heard the casting for Robert Pattinson, I was like, this makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Like as soon as I heard the casting, I was like, oh, here, like, I'm on board. Absolutely on board. Because he can do it. I remember some people being, like, iffy about it, but I was like, you've only seen Twilight, so I don't want to hear it. Because if he watches, like...
Why do you think that people love The Dark Knight so much?
I think you're right.
People get their panties in a fucking twist about it.
Yeah, they do. And they're going to when they listen to it. Actually, no, I think most of our audience is, like, not to be, like, women, I feel like.
And also, so, if you can't, this is take a disagreement to your opinion, grow up.
Yeah, grow up. Okay. Wait, also, okay, picture this. Close your eyes. So I'm going to paint you a picture that I want you to tell me how you would react. You're on a date with some guy, It's going well. And he's like, oh, do you want to come back to my apartment? And you're like, okay, sure. And you get into his room. He has TikTok lights. He has blue checkered bed sheets. You know which ones I'm talking about. And he has a framed poster, but it's like a plastic frame of the Dark Knight poster. What do you do?
Oh, I make up an excuse and leave.
Yeah, like when people say like the Dark Knight is their favorite movie,
and I'm he
like,
definitely would get mad at me that I wouldn't give him head. Like that's just 100% how
he would, and he would start insulting you.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Well, you're fucking ugly, anyways." So
yeah,
and I'm like, okay.
He's like, "I didn't even want to be here after yeah. 3 hours."
I was like, "You invited me into your home, sir."
Yeah, and I feel like that says all that we need to say about this movie. Like, obviously they're great, but like.
It's the fanboys that ruin it.
Yeah, it always is.
It always is.
But still,
I'm so scared for the day that they find this podcast.
Oh my god, if they're gonna tear us to shreds, they're gonna tear us to shreds, and they're gonna do like you know those all male podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, the audio listeners, Kim just recoiled in fear and disgust. they would watch this and they would tear us apart. But not like, of anything intellectual. They would just comment on physical appearance.
Yeah, it's not, like, scary until, like, I mean, I guess it's like, it gets, like, a really niche part of the internet, and then, like, they try to dox you. Like, that's...
Oh, that is scary.
Because, like, I could, whatever, if Joe Rogan wanted to fucking call me fat on his podcast, whatever the fuck, like, I don't give a shit. But, like, as soon as the Redditors get involved...
No, the Redditors are scary.
I'm running for the hills. I'm running for the hills. They're scary. And that's literally a plot point in the new Batman.
Yeah. I don't think, like, and I think, just to be clear, just so you don't get it twisted, I do think these are good movies. And I think, again,
please don't dox us.
Yeah, no, please don't. We're scared. I don't think it's, I mean, it is Heath Ledger's performance that is, like, so iconic. And also, like, how he, like, tragically passed like right after that makes it so memorable yeah. But it's also that the direction and the script I think are pretty good, even if they do run a tad bit long, you know.
Yeah, but also let's be mindful that my favorite movies are girly rom-coms, so
that's true. That's
and like
true.
And like really emotional dramas, so
yeah. Well, anyway, moving on to Ben Affleck. So this is
me weird. Forgetting Ben Affleck was Batman because at some point.
He never got his own movie.
Isn't that, oh like, yeah, it's
so weird. We first saw him in Batman versus Superman, right? I think that's the first time we saw him. Yeah, Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice in 2016. And then we saw him a couple more times in like the Justice League, and he made little appearances here and there in these DC movies. But okay, here's what I think happened. I think because he never got his own, because DC was trying to rush a universe or whatever. Like, they skipped to Justice League without any of these, like, maybe I think Wonder Woman had come out and Man of Steel, and that was it.
Yeah.
And so it just didn't have the same impact that, like, Avengers had. Because, like,
and I was so excited for Justice already. League. Let me tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually very excited for Justice League. And I was like, oh, man.
Wait, you know our darkest moment? Kim and I's darkest moment, and it does relate to this conversation.
No. Oh, Suicide Squad?
Yeah. We went to go watch the Suicide Squad like at an early screening. So this was my favorite part. We went a week thinking this was a great movie.
I think it's still a decent movie.
No, it is. It is. I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think it's just like Harley Quinn and like, it just can't be fun. Look, I think people are going to look back at the Suicide Squad and be like, honestly, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
And Will Smith
is going to have a cult following 100%.
I agree.
So at we're going to double down on that. Movie is going to get... I genuinely, like, I would put money on that it's going to have a cult following.
It's also an Oscar nominated.
And it's going to be rallied around Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. Like,
yeah.
Period. It's just a fact.
Period. I love that. It's just a fact. Also, I love that we said... Actually, never mind. I'm not going to recant. I'm not going to put in a statement like that because then...
No, what?
I was going to say, I love that we praised the Suicide Squad and trashed on the Dark Knight Rises trilogy in the last 10 minutes.
Okay, we never claimed to be the tastemakers, you know? We never claimed to have like classy opinions.
No.
Maybe in season one we did, but like in this new era,
yeah,
we're literally just doing this based off of enjoyment, and I need you all to remember that.
You're right. We're not the Oscars.
Yeah.
We're not the Oscars. We're somewhere between the Oscars and the Razzies. Whatever's in the middle, that's us.
And then sprinkle a little bit of Independent Spirit Awards.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, Ben Affleck. What I was saying was that I think because he never got like his footing in his own movie, that none of the directors knew what to do with him. And he never got like a consistent like profile of his own Bruce Wayne. Because if you watch like, okay, so Batman versus Superman, such a boring movie. I'm so sorry. It's so boring.
I think I left.
I watched it like three times also. Not by choice. It just multiple people wanted to watch it. And I was so excited for this because I love Henry Cavill as Superman. And so I was like beyond.
You were trying to convince yourself that you liked it every time.
I think that's what it was. I was like, maybe this time I'll enjoy it. And every time I liked it less and less. So, Wonder Woman was in that movie.
I hate when that happens. Who?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. She was like in the last fight for no reason. That movie, whatever. Also when we go on to Justice League, that's a whole thing. But the Justice League, the one that came out in theaters versus the Justice League, the Snyder Cut, those are also two different Batmans. And it's supposed to be the same movie. Like, I just think they just couldn't figure out what to do with Ben Affleck. But it seems like, from what Mr. Affleck is saying and what we're hearing through the grapevine, is that the Flash is, because he's also going to be in the new Flash. We're getting the multiverse of Batmans in this one. What we've heard from him is that, like, this is kind of a send-off to his character. But it's also, he said it's the most fun he's ever had playing Batman. Because it's been...
I'm glad for him.
Me too.
Why do people not like Ben Affleck?
He didn't do anything, right?
I don't know.
No, because people, when he started going up with J-Lo again, everyone was like, woo, we love Ben Affleck.
I feel like people, like, maybe he said some questionable things, but I feel like all white male actors have said questionable things in the public. I don't think he's done anything crazy.
No, wait.
I mean, he did struggle with alcohol, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's
and like he has said some like not tasteful things about Jennifer Garner, I don't believe. So yeah, I'm not saying he's the best person, but also I can tell that man is fighting some demons. So
wait, I could have sworn I saw this picture of Ben Affleck wearing a Love Wind shirt. But I think that might have been Photoshop, and I'm really
that
sad.
Doesn't mean anything.
No, because he got accused of like I don't know. It might have not been Ben Affleck because this picture doesn't exist.
Was it Matt Damon? Because Matt Damon did say something a little bit homophobic and people were like, well, Matt Damon. I don't think he meant it homophobically, but like it just didn't come out right. It had something to do with like saying, I don't remember, dude. It was so weird though. I was like, see, I don't think he meant it in this way, but it wasn't the right.
Oh my God. There was like, an actor who like got accused of saying like some homophobic things, and then like next week he was photographed wearing a Love Wind shirt, and I thought it was Ben Affleck, but I can't find the picture, so I think I made it up.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah, moving on.
I like Hello? Most of the things he's in. I think he's from fine. What I have seen.
Did you get that notification too with our Hollywood one?
Yeah.
That was like we just had a Pretty Little Liars moment.
Also, did you see that new trailer for the movie that he's in with Ana de Armas?
Oh, I saw the thing, like the little thing, but I didn't watch it because it was square, so I was gonna watch it later.
Did you hear about did you hear about like, well, obviously they dated and they broke up and it didn't seem like a very good breakup. Mm-mm. But did you see on Dumois that like they literally fucking hate each other's guts and like
yes.
they made this process of like getting this movie out like hell,
yeah,
and like people are so mad at them.
Yeah.
But with all that being said, the trailer looks pretty good, but I'm wondering if they just put their whole pussy into the trailer to like get people in, like Suicide
Squad. Sometimes they do. No, I was literally about to say Suicide Squad. That was one of the best trailers ever.
Yeah, and then to lure people in, and then the movie is not going to be as good as people expected.
I really hope
I not. Feel like that's definitely a possibility, but I'm still going to watch it. It seemed really interesting. It was giving me kind of Gone Girl vibes.
Wait, also, do you remember? So. Also, Ben Affleck was great in that.
Yeah.
Period.
He plays toxic men very well, and I don't know if that's...
Oh, my God. Bruce Wayne is a toxic thing. Man, I would say. Would you say? Yeah. Well, also because, like, all the, like... A lot of the superheroes in, like, DC have, like, a designated girlfriend. So, like, The Flash has Iris or whatever her name is. And Superman has Lois Lane. And they're kind of, like, iconic pairings.
Batman? I didn't know Batman had a girlfriend. Oh, no, he doesn't.
He doesn't. Because he's toxic. I guess Catwoman sometimes. And, like, depending on what iteration... There's, like, yeah. different girlfriends, but, like, he never has, like, a specific one. He's just a solo. Because he
refuses to go to therapy.
That Mr. Wayne, if you're listening, go to therapy.
You could become Bruce Wayne if you don't go to therapy. Do you want that?
Don't tell them that, because they're going to want that. They do want that.
No. Why would they want that? I think the whole thing about Batman is that he's super tragic and really sad. And we all feel sad for Batman. Sad.
I agree.
But also, like, I do think some people could interpret that into being, like, coddled, I guess, or, like...
And they're like, ooh, I'm not like the other girls, and I'm... It's, like, hot topic emo as opposed to actually to trauma. I think, as we've learned through TikTok, people have different levels of media literacy and take different things from different characters. So, anyways.
Euphoria. But, yeah. Read our Euphoria episode last week.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so that was Ben Affleck. There's literally not much to say about that because we don't have that much to go off of for him. He was just kind of never the main character. He was always a side character in his own movies.
Aww.
So, sorry, Ben. I think. I don't know. Jury's still out on if we like Ben or not.
I liked Argo. Okay. I really liked Argo.
Okay, great. And that brings us to the meat of the episode of Batman 2022. Oh, sorry, The Batman. Don't forget the word at the beginning. And the Batman is now Robert Pattinson, and he has a really ugly haircut in this movie, and I just want to get that out of the way because I just, even from the trailers, I was like, I hate that hair, but I loved the movie.
The wig was not giving.
It wasn't. The wig was like
atrocious.
The only time it looks kind of... No, but even... Okay, Well, first of all... I'm just going to say this before I forget. When he's in the hold on. Major spoilers. I'm going to spoil everything. So you could just stop the podcast right here if you don't want to... No, but I'm going to spoil.
See you next week.
Yeah. Spoil. Wait, you saw it already, right? Yeah. Talked about it. Oh, okay, that scared me. I thought you said...
I know, I was just saying for the listeners.
Oh, yeah, period.
No.
They have a couple days to see us before this even comes out.
Yeah.
We
gave you 2 weekends to go watch it. If you didn't watch it then, the fuck are you doing?
Also, the episode is about Batman. You should have known there were spoilers coming. the part where he's in the hospital with Alfred. Is it that part? No, just kidding. It's at the end when he goes to Falcone or whatever, and he's like asking, he's like, did you kill my parents? And his like hair is wet. And, like, in front of his eyes. And I was like, ugh. It was literally giving Hot Topic employee. I hated it. I was like, this hair is so... I wanted to chop it up like this. But I loved Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Maybe it's because, like, he's so recluse and, like, not invested in society at all. Like, it's supposed to give, like, I've been giving my own haircuts for the past however long.
Oh, okay. That's a good theory. I was making excuses.
There's definitely a point to it.
Honestly, I'm gonna.
They
go
had
with
to
that.
Know that it didn't look great on him.
They had to. It only looks good when it's not like neat. But also, like that's like I guess quote unquote Batman's hair. I don't know if it's just. I feel like you know how he has his hair now, Robert Pattinson, like short and like. I feel like that would have looked good as Batman. No, or is that like not like?
Yeah,
Batman-y
they could have just dyed it darker.
Yeah. Anyways, I was talking about this. 20 minutes about Batman's hair.
How old is Bruce Wayne supposed to be?
I don't know. How old is?
Because maybe they were trying to age him up with the hair.
How old is Bruce Wayne? I don't know what's gonna come out of it. It says 82. Oh, he's written to be around 30 years old.
How old is Robert Pattinson?
Oh, yeah. Robert Pattinson's Bruce Wayne was written to be around 30 years old.
Oh, Robert Pattinson's 35?
Shut up. Is he really?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. He does not act like a 35-year-old. Not that that's like a thing, but like... I was watching interviews with him and Zoe Kravitz, and I was like giggling.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, like, okay, so Robert Pattinson has always kind of scared me. I was talking about my friend.
Okay.
He's always kind of scared me because we were talking about like categories we have like celebrities in our head. Mm-hmm. And then like I was telling them, I was like, up until like this press tour for the Batman, Robert Pattinson has been in like, I would be literally terrified if I was in a room with him, and I would probably leave. And it's not because, like, I think he's going to be violent towards me or anything. It's just, like, his presence. Like, I could never get a read on him. So, like, I just would be, like, scared to be in his presence because I wouldn't want him to hate me. So, I would just take myself out of the situation. But he started – and, like, I remember getting into blind items, like I mentioned before. And, yeah. Like, people in the blind items were saying, like, Robert Pattinson's really funny and, like – like, he's just a jokester and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I would never read that. And then in this press tour, I was like, oh, love him. So now I'm a stan. But also, I was aggressively Team Jacob when I was
That's also part of it.
So that's probably why I also just didn't get why people loved Edward so much. Because everyone's like, he's so hot. And I'm like, he looks sickly. Like, I don't...
But did you like?
Why? Wait,
did you ever watch Harry Potter? No, right?
No.
Oh, just kidding.
But he was at work we did like a evolution of Robert Pattinson's style, and I was like watching over the video that they did, and like his little red carpet look for that, so cute.
Yeah,
he was wearing red cowboy boots and a red velvet blazer. That's adorable. If I watched Harry Potter before I watched Twilight, I would probably like have a different opinion about Robert Pattinson. But my first introduction to him was Twilight. So yeah. I was a little scared. When I was that young, I still understood that he was stalking her. Like, it just didn't give me like a good feeling.
Really?
So it wasn't Robert Pattinson, it was Edward Cullen.
Okay, fair.
I was like, he's scary.
But now that you've been reborn, like, now you know that he's fun.
Oh, yeah. And I have the GQ cover. Like, he's literally my lock screen right now.
I'm not. Can we see?
He's my lock screen.
Oh, the way it froze as soon as you were going to show. Was that the scary bathroom photo shoot?
Yeah, I love it.
Period.
That did something for me.
I knew it was going to. I saw it and I was like,
this is Kim written all over it. Yeah. A lot of photo shoots change my opinions about celebrities also. I don't know what that says about me. Anyways.
So Batman.
What was your feelings after you watched it?
Okay, well, number one, I had to run to the bathroom. I was like, I don't care if there's a post-credit scene. It's not going to happen for me because I got to go. The
post-credit scene was fucking dumb anyways.
Oh, there was a post-credit scene?
It was just the question mark from the Riddler and it said goodbye. And that was it. And I was like, so I sat here for that.
Yeah, and I'm sure the credits were long. But just to like really quickly, I loved it. I thought it was so much fun. Let me backtrack. I went to go watch this, I think, the day after it came out. I don't know. So the theater was full. I walked in, and I was like, it smells funky in here.
Ew.
It smells funky in here. And I told my mom, and I was like, is it just me? Like, do you smell? Like, am I the one that smells? She's like, no, it's the theater, but you'll get used to it. That's what she said. And I was like, it feels like it's 90 degrees and I'm at Comic-Con. Like, I don't like this. It's just like, it smelled like BO. And I was like, that's not a dig on the fans, because I've been to like other like superhero premieres, and it was smelling just like popcorn and vibes.
I was gonna say that, like, the common factor is superhero premieres, which is why I refuse to go see any superhero movie opening weekend. I will wait till the Monday or Tuesday after the opening weekend to go, because I'm like, I don't like sitting in with smelly people.
But it's they're not always smelly, because I went to Spider-Man and all the and Endgame, all the Avengers ones. I went opening weekend, and they wore deodorant.
Okay.
So I'm just like,
I'm thinking of like when I sat in Spider-Man and the guy next to me, I'm pretty sure had COVID. I could feel him holding in his coughs the entire time.
Was he wearing a mask?
Yeah, he was wearing a mask, as was I. Well, I literally got popcorn and I was like literally shoving the popcorn in between my mask because I didn't want to take my mask off at all.
I did that exact same thing.
But I.
They dropped that movie in the middle of COVID, and I was like, I will risk it, but I'm going to be afraid the whole movie.
Yeah. I was scared.
Anyway, so yeah, I went to the theater. I was like, it smells funky in here, but whatever. We're just here for a good time. And I thought it did a great job of pacing. I think the pacing is great. I think I was never bored. I'll say that. I was never bored, because sometimes in three-hour movies, there's points where it like lags a little bit and you're just like, can we move on? But I was never bored. It was moving very quickly. It was moving like a like an episode of CSI. We were uncovering a mystery. It was also scary. Like, it was scary.
You said that and I was like, I don't think it was.
Really? It was giving me like Jigsaw, like Saw, where the Riddler was like, okay, you have to solve these riddles. You have this crazy contraption. Like, it was literally like Saw. I was like, I was not expecting that from a Batman movie. Like, that was crazy. The guy with the, when they show, okay, the Riddler, first of all, terrifying. Because when they show the...
It's terrifying because it's like a version of how people are in real life.
Yeah. But just the way they did the whole, like, the videos, like, the scary, like, YouTube videos where...
Paul Dano put his whole pussy into playing the Riddler. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, whoa. It was really good. I didn't know who Paul Dano was before this.
What has he played? I still don't know who he is.
I feel like it's a very niche group of people that are like into Paul Dano. There is a Dano Nation, and I do respect it.
He was in Little Miss Sunshine?
Yeah. Like, he's like an indie boy. He's like an indie movie boy.
That makes sense. Oh, wait, I have seen him. Okay, he just looked so weird in the Batman.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen him in a while, like in a recent movie. Like, especially, I feel like this probably is like his biggest movie, probably.
I would agree.
And he, like, the videos made me so uncomfortable. I literally was saying, like, what the fuck out loud. I was like, what the fuck is going on right now?
That's so scary.
It made me, like, terrifyingly uncomfortable. I will say that. It made me extremely uncomfortable,
yeah.
Which is the point. And I respect it. And it was also, like, it made me uncomfortable, but in a good way.
He was giving kind of incel, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think that's the whole point. I was going to ask you, how do you feel? Because I feel like it's starting to become a trend of like these villains being kind of like incels in these movies.
That's actually a great question, because I don't know. Because part of me is like, I agree, incels are villains. And like, I understand why they went this way with the character, but also I'm like, are they seeing themselves in these characters now?
I was going to be like, are they getting some fishy ideas? Like, right. I wouldn't want to give them any more ideas. Yeah.
Because like we said, media literacy, like, I don't know if they're seeing this and they're being like, oh, I am him.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking too. Like, I'm afraid that some people are going to like get introduced to QAnon and shit, like from these characters, because that could happen as well.
Honestly, if at this point in real life we start getting like superheroes and supervillains, I would not be shocked. I'll just say that.
Yeah,
if we start getting people in costumes fighting each other. There's been
a couple other movies that have come out recently that like have had similar things. Like, the bad guy has been revealed to be like a Redditor incel person. Like, it's very interesting.
Oh my god, Scream!
I can't. Yeah,
they were on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. And like, I forgot, there was like other ones, another one that I can't remember now, but I've noticed it's becoming a theme.
They're coming for Reddit. Hollywood is coming for Reddit.
There are good sites to Reddit. There are terrifying sites to Reddit.
I think the best way to approach Reddit is like just read. I love reading on Reddit. I will never post anything on Reddit.
Yeah.
I'm just a silent observer.
Well, I post on like the Love Island Reddit, but that's about it. But I don't think you can go that far with the Love Island Reddit. I'm not even joking either.
No, I believe you. I literally believe you.
I got it. How do you feel about Zoe Kravitz? I feel like they kind of gave us the Zendaya treatment to her.
The Zendayification of Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah.
Actually, the Zendayification of Catwoman.
This is what I mean by this. Okay. Is that they use the pretty woman.
Yeah.
And all of their marketing. They're propping them with the leading man, and then you don't even really get to see their relationship get out. I get it in aspects of Dune now in hindsight, but I'm just making a funny.
I get it. I thought you were talking about Spider-Man. Meant like Dune Zendaya. Okay, that makes that yeah.
I mean, I guess Spider-Man 2, like in the beginning, like the first Spider-Man.
Yeah,
the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wanted to see more of them together.
I agree.
Because, like, when she kissed him, I was like, did she mean that? Or is she just trying to...
But I think that's the point. You don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing with Catwoman is, like, you literally never know where the fuck that bitch's head is at. Yeah. And that's kind of, like, the sexy part of her. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, I was like, I don't know. I guess that's the whole point also. Like, I don't know if we're supposed to be rooting for them as a couple. I mean, that's okay. I think the reason why I'm getting confused is because I don't think the movie wants you to position them kind of like as a ship couple, but the marketing for the movie was pushing them as a ship for like Batman and Catwoman. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, because I didn't know Robert Pattinson had a girlfriend, and I was shocked to find out that information.
I think they're engaged too. Like, I think so.
They're like, Zoe Kravitz and Robert Pattinson are doing press like Oscar
Zoe
Isaac
Kravitz
and
is dating Channing Tatum still.
Someone told me that, and I was like, okay, no, I just don't even the photo shoot, like the pictures they're taking of her wrapping herself around him, and this isn't like a Batman photo shoot, this is like Variety Welcome to Hollywood or whatever. I was shocked, which is like, good for them. It's giving Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh, they are so smart for this.
Oh, I agree. Like, it's working. It's working.
I'm eating it the fuck up.
Me too. I literally sent my friend. Okay, I was watching. It was an interview with Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz. And it was
Robert Pattinson. And they're like the same. They have like similar. You know what I mean? Like, they have similar. Like, they're both extremely hot, but like, can poke a funny.
Yeah. But and they're just different enough where it like they can go off of each other in like a fun little way.
Mm-hmm. But I was watching interviews with them, and I think it was interesting that, like, I don't know, it's so weird. I can't get a read on their relationship because, like, they aren't like really friends. They aren't really friends from like what they say in their interviews, but they get along really well. And like, I do think really they well. Put, I feel like they do put in like a kind of a barrier for like a reason, maybe.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm trying not to conspiracize too much because I know they would hate it, and I would hate to offend either of these people.
Well, I don't think Mr. Pattinson and Miss Kravitz are listening to this.
But like on the off chance.
Honestly, but I
feel extremely like, off chance.
I feel like they know. They know. They know that people are theorizing. They have to know.
I know. I think they play. They 100% play into it as well.
And I don't feel like they're the kind of people to get upset about this. Okay, this whole podcast turns into us personally knowing the opinions of Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz.
They're funny. I love them. it just made me extra mad that Hulu, it's not too late. It's not too late to bring back High Fidelity.
It's not. You never know.
She Zoe Kravitz wants it to happen. She's still down. Even though they disrespected her, she's still down.
Maybe HBO Max will be like, we will take it from here.
Yeah, it makes sense to be on HBO Max.
Yeah. Please. HBO Max will do a more better just
I
service,
really
justice.
Love that show. It was a really good show.
Anyways.
I want to see Zoe Kravitz in more things, and I do think she will be now. Because it was funny in her interview, she was saying, like, nobody, because they were getting a question, and then Rob was like, it was like, what was your last project before this?
And then he was like, oh,
I don't know. Yeah. And he was like, she was like, yeah, that one. And then she was like, yeah, High Fidelity. No one wants to hire me. And I was like, yeah, they will want to now.
I loved that.
And I'm so here for it.
I had so much fun watching that interview. But yeah, I loved Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman. I think it also, it felt a little bit more, because okay, when with Anne Hathaway's Catwoman, because that's, I think, the only one that I've seen that much more, like, that I remember watching. She was trying to be more sexy and mysterious, like, ooh, I'm so mysterious. But Zoe Kravitz's Catwoman, she was more like, there was, like, a person there. Mm-hmm. There was, like, a person, and this was, like, Catwoman is, like, a character she's putting on to get what she wants.
But and I'm loving like her of her backstory also. Yeah. Because I feel like they were, in previous renditions of Catwoman, they were really just using her as like sex bait.
Yeah. And also, I just, the only thing I do wish is they had just fully, like, because, like, okay, they kind of imply, but it's never fully said that the girl who dies, like the other girl, whatever, that she's her roommate, that it's her girlfriend, because she calls her baby, and like, obviously she has some kind of emotional connection to her, but they never really go into it. And Zoe Kravitz was saying that like she was playing Catwoman as if she was bisexual. But I wish
they had just made it.
Yeah, but I wish they had made it a little bit more explicit, because it felt like kind of a cop out that they didn't.
I feel like that's pretty explicit though, calling them.
No, because she called her a friend. She called her a friend.
Yeah, but also like,
it could have been that exact same line, but if she said girlfriend, oh, that would have changed things.
But maybe it was complicated. I mean, she was seeing the mirror or whatever. Maybe fucking complicated.
But then even that, she could have been like, oh, it's like a little, because there was no, if you really, really look into it, instead of making assumptions, there is no confirmation that they were romantically involved.
But does everything have to be canon?
I would like it to be. Like, just because as like, that's like a sexuality that's not really represented that often, especially in a movie like The Batman. Like, that's a huge, like, that's always one of the biggest movies out right now, and just to get like a canonically queer character would have been great. But you know, maybe later. Maybe she'll get her own movie.
But isn't, I thought Catwoman is bi, like, can all, like, in the comics.
I have no idea. I don't know that much about Catwoman. I know Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn are, but don't know if
I think Catwoman everyone is. In Batman is gay. Everyone in that universe is gay.
Thanks for listening, guys. That's for today. No, I literally
It is agree. A very queer franchise to me. I don't know. No, is that is. Weird? Okay.
No, it is. People dressing up in little tights running around, and
I think that's why I'm like, does it have to be canon? Because I think maybe it's just in my mind, everyone's gay. So I'm like, yeah, of course, it makes sense that everyone's just gay.
Well, yeah, this Batman, I was also like, this Batman was like a little bit like bi-coded too. Like he wears makeup, he writes in his little diary. I loved how he had a little diary. I thought that was so funny. I was like, and I literally, there were so many parts during the movie where I would laugh and nobody else was laughing.
Yes, like same. It was like quiet everywhere else. And I was like, oh, is that not supposed to be funny? Yeah, I thought it was a funny movie. There was good. Too, but
I don't know if that was the point. But I laughed.
You were just so fucked up from the internet that, like, no,
maybe
we think weird things are funny.
Honestly, that's fair, because I remember he pulled out his little diary and I literally burst out laughing. Or like, no. When let's talk about the Penguin. But
I heard his little platforms creeping up, I started laughing. In the beginning of the Doc fucking Martins movie, I started laughing. I'm not even joking to you. As soon as I heard the platforms, and it's like, I into darkness, I started laughing.
Yeah, me, because I know his little notebook is like scribbles with little drawings,
and Robert Pattinson is laughing too.
Oh yeah, he's doing it on purpose. Okay, the Penguin, what'd you think of that?
I love Colin Farrell. I think he's one of the best actors ever.
I think so too. That was, I loved it. Although I will say, and it's like, also I was thinking about this and I was like, should I bring it up on the podcast? I don't know if I should. Because I also feel like this is not an actual problem that people are upset about. It's just like a little thing that I'm like, eh. But
oh, that he's in a fat suit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just still makes me feel a little weird. Like, I know it's like, I don't know. I don't know if people think it's a big deal or not. I don't know. Because I also like, I see how it's like, quote unquote, like accurate to the comics or whatever.
I think it depends on how they're placing him. because then nobody made like a fat joke about him or anything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think if it's just like they're not really addressing his size and it's just like the size is about like his powerful stance or whatever, okay. Or like his, you know, I think it just depends on how they write the character. And they didn't really address that aspect of him at all. And I think for me, him being like physically big had to do with like his position and like, okay. I guess like the mafia or whatever the fuck they were in.
Okay, period. Because I did, I don't know, because I was just thinking, it was like 3 a.m., so that's why I was having these thoughts. But I was just thinking about, I was like, there are so many villains that are large and have large noses. Yeah. And I was just like, I don't know how I feel about that. Because it's like, also, you don't want to, you don't want to change that because then the fans are going to get mad that it's not like accurate to like the Penguin. And the transformation is great. Like, he looks like the Penguin, you believe it. The prosthetics are good. They don't look cheap. They don't, like, it doesn't look like Debbie Ryan and Insatiable. Like, it looks like a real person.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't know about, like, the underlying implications of always having the big people be villains and people with large noses play villains. And, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I get what you mean. And, like, I definitely agree with that, too. I think it's just hard when, like, it's subject matter that, like, I mean, I'm not defending this at all because I agree with you, but like, I think the reason why people do that is because it's like in the comics, that's what they look like, or in the original source material. But like, I guess like what I'm thinking about is like Broadway. Like Broadway, okay. I feel like needs to like loosen up a little bit on their like casting because it's Broadway, and like the whole point of like theater is like you can make it whatever the fuck you want. Period. And I guess I guess you could do that as well in film and television, but maybe with comic books, it's like they don't want to upset the film or the comic stands for too much. I don't know. In this case, it didn't really bother me about the Penguin, but yeah, normally does bother me.
I'm not upset about it. I was just like, it's an interesting discussion to have.
Yeah.
Because like,
also the Penguin is just a funny villain in general because he's not really threatening
at
really.
All.
Like at all, like wait, he's just kind of
funny.
Him
waddle, did you laugh? No one else laughed. I thought it was so funny.
I didn't notice that.
Oh my god, when they leave him on the pier, like tied up.
Oh! I didn't realize that.
I was like, that's funny. That's like clever. That's a fun little detail. Yeah. I don't know. I was just like, he's great. Like he's like that was a great. And we're getting his own show, so like we'll see more.
Oh
about
my god. Fuck. What is the police guy's name?
Commissioner Gordon or the actor?
No, yeah, Commissioner Gordon. I loved him. I love that too. they showed his relationship with him.
I also like that they made him not commissioner yet. That's fun. That's
yeah, fun I love it. I loved him. He was like my favorite character in the thing.
I think so.
Which is shocking because I normally don't like the police characters, but he was different. He was different than the other girls.
He's just different.
He doesn't play by the rules.
He doesn't, and he's like I don't know, I liked it too because it kind of felt like he was like, oh, I know, he felt genuinely good, which was nice. Also liked how this baby. Felt like a guys, Commissioner Gordon is baby. I also liked how honestly we got enough of Alfred, you know, like he was there. But we didn't need that much because we've seen so much of Alfred,
man.
Yeah, we got.
And
just
I do like how this one is a little bit more of an edgy Alfred. You know?
Do you like this Alfred? Do you like the casting choice?
Yeah, I think that guy's a great actor.
I think he's a great actor too, but I still kind of like the Ben Affleck.
Traditional butler, Alfred.
Wait, who played the Ben Affleck's Alfred? I don't remember his name.
I didn't even know he had an Alfred.
I'll show you right now. It's an iconic guy. Wait.
My favorite Alfred is the Lego Batman Alfred.
I think we know what your favorite Batman is.
It's Jeremy genuinely Irons? Such a good fucking movie.
Oh, Jeremy Irons. He's a good Alfred. But also, we saw him for maybe
and
2 minutes.
Zoe Kravitz played Catwoman in Lego Batman 2.
Did she really?
Yeah. She dead ass did. Yeah, because the way that was my first thought when I heard her that she got cast in the live action. I was like, oh my god, she was I was like, oh my God, why do I have, why do I think like this?
I think you really like Lego
I'm gonna
Batman.
Watch Lego Batman tonight. God, and the soundtrack is so good. Dude, the DNCE song in the beginning, man, that is a good song. In Defense of Lego Batman is the name of
of this podcast, even though we rarely talk about it, but it's gonna be called that.
Yeah.
What else is it to say about Batman? Oh, should we talk about the little appearance of a little character we all know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so once towards the end of the movie when the Riddler
you know got mad at me because he said I posted a spoiler and I was like, I don't think it's a spoiler.
I didn't know it was gonna be in the movie. Like, I had heard that they were doing test screenings with him as the Joker, but I didn't know if it was in the final product, and I also didn't know, like, I just didn't know that much about it. I just knew that there was maybe the Joker was going to be in it. But yeah,
well, okay, so what I posted on my Instagram story was I looked on Letterboxd, and Barry Kent, and he's also in the
credits, what's it called? Yeah.
Credits. He's like literally one of the big names in the credits too. Yeah. It wasn't even like on the scrolling list, and he was on the letterbox as undisclosed Arkham prisoner. And it's like, oh, I wonder who that is with that fucking laugh.
Yeah, that's obviously the Joker. I liked it. I thought, but also we're getting an Arkham Asylum HBO Max series.
I'm posting the song from the Lego Batman on my story
right now. Okay.
Have you ever heard it?
I'm sure I have. What's it called?
It's called Forever.
I'll probably have. Okay, thank you. So I love DNCE. I love Joe.
Anyways, I think Barry Keno can. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm so sorry. I'm really excited because I think he's gonna get into more things, and I'm excited to see him act him more. Things.
Yeah. Well, I think it's gonna be great as sorry for the young guys.
I think it's great casting.
Yeah, sure, because I saw this one movie with him and Nicole Kidman where he played this like sociopath and it was so scary. So
the
I think
killing of a sacred deer.
Yes, that Colin movie was Farrell's so in scary. It too. Oh really? Oh yeah. That movie was scary. Did you like that movie?
I was like, is he not the main character?
He is.
Yeah.
Did you like that movie?
It scared the fuck out of me. It made me extremely uncomfortable. I've never seen a movie that made me so uncomfortable in my life.
Yeah, me either. And the ending.
It's definitely like you only watch it one time.
Yeah, I never want to watch it again. But I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah, it's a really good movie, but never watch again.
Me with Les Mis. I can't sit through this 3 hours again. I'm sorry, but I love it and I love the songs. Anyways.
What do you think about the spinoffs? Okay, so like for the spinoffs, they're going to do one about Arkham Asylum, which I think is a great idea because the villain's Terry. And I think the villains are like, because in the movies, we don't get to see them that too much. We only see them in their relationship with Batman. So, I mean, I'm going to bring up Lego Batman again. But in Lego Batman, you did see them in Arkham and you did see them band together. And I do think that was interesting.
Well, I think Arkham Asylum is like, Matt Reeves was saying that he wanted Gotham, the city, to be its own character. And he also wanted Arkham Asylum to kind of be its own
Gotham
character.
Gotham has got to be one of the most poorly built cities ever.
Yeah, the way it just flooded. The way it just flooded with six bombs, they were like, flood.
And I'm sure, like, the fans knew that. But when I saw that, I was like, that is, whoever fucking came up with that idea is stupid. Are you joking me right now?
Because that means
that's what's protecting the whole
Gotham
city.
Gotham is built like a bundt cake mold. And that Times Square of Gotham is, like, at the top.
The Gotham Square Garden.
The Gotham Square Garden. I was like, okay, guys. I couldn't think of Gotham Square Park.
Well, it's, like, it's pretty canon that Gotham is just New York.
Oh yeah. And it looks like, but whatever. I love Gotham, but I'm excited to see the Arkham Asylum show. I don't think that we're gonna see the Joker, or maybe the Riddler, but I don't think we're gonna see the Joker in it. And I don't know how I feel about the Penguin one. I'll just have to wait and see because I don't know.
I think it's gonna be like mafia mob boss situation,
I'm usually not.
I went through a big mafia movie phase. at one point in my life.
I love how every podcast episode is just you revealing another hyperfixation you had at some point.
Yeah, it's kind of like alarming. I didn't really realize how many I've had.
I had a DC superhero hyperfixation.
But it was all when I was in high school. So it was like, was I really understanding what I was watching? I don't think so.
No.
Like I think I need to rewatch all the Mafia movies.
Maybe. Maybe now that it's like reignited because of the Batman.
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked it. It was a great time. I'm hoping to see more of Mr. Robert as Batman. I hope we see more. They said maybe it's a trilogy. We will. So
yeah, we will. I think it will.
The amount of money that movie made.
Yeah. And it's only been out for 1 week. So
yeah. Any final thoughts on the Batman 2022?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all you said, because again, like, I hate long movies, but this moved on pretty well. And it I was really shocked by that. And I mean, the casting was so smart.
Oh yeah,
the best. It was just so ever. Smart.
All the Batman movies have really casting, like we said.
Mm-hmm. It was really good, and I don't know. I'm excited. I think I'll actually watch the spinoffs too, which I think is something I never have done for Marvel.
Oh, really? So
yeah, I've never watched any of the spinoffs. Like, I'll watch it here and there if my dad's watching, and I'll sit on the couch for like an episode or two. But like,
wait, did you watch WandaVision?
No, I never watched WandaVision.
You would like it.
You keep saying that. But I'm like, is it too far gone? Maybe I'll suck it up before Doctor Strange.
Oh, you have? Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of soon.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. No, they pushed it, so I think, I don't know.
They pushed it again?
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on with that anymore, but they keep pushing things.
What? I thought it was coming out in May.
Maybe it still is. I heard it. Oh, no, you're right, May, because it was supposed to come out in March. And they pushed it to May. So, yeah, it's already the push date. But, yeah, if this episode seems kind of scattered, it's because it is. Because I'm literally leaving tomorrow. And so we didn't have time to do a full-fledged... Because we were going to do DC versus Marvel, but I was like, we cannot do it justice in the frazzled state that I am in.
Yeah, and I can always tell when Daniel's really frazzled because he'll send me a voice memo.
Yeah, it's like I can't even type. I physically can't even type a text message because of how stressed and like overwhelmed.
And then he'll like send the voice memo, but and I'll be like, yeah, I don't care. Okay.
Yeah. It'll be a 3-minute voice memo, and she'll be like, okay.
Well, because when you do that, I don't want to stress you out even more. Like, if I don't have a strong opinion about it, I'll just let you have it. So.
Well, yeah, because like I like DC and Marvel's like that's we're gonna do that episode. I literally put Black Widow. I'm gonna start putting records as Easter eggs here. I had the Euphoria one here last time.
That reminds me of this movie reviewer called Chris Stuckman. He always like has his DVD that he's talking about behind him.
Yeah, there we go. We're gonna do a little Easter egg for the video watchers, whatever. But because we were gonna do DC versus Marvel, but then I was like, I need to do extensive research. But the Batman is Batman, and this episode is just vibes, and it's just us. We went on so many tangents, and I think it's fine.
Yeah.
In conclusion. In conclusion, Kim likes the Lego Batman is what we learned today.
And I'm not scared of Robert Pattinson anymore.
And that's all that we need to know, really. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. Leave us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram. Why were you holding your microphone like that?
It was really squishy.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on Instagram at Our Hollywood, our TikTok at Our.Hollywood, and our YouTube at Our Hollywood. Period. Bye, everyone. Go watch the Batman.